Today's daf is Vavasra daf Kuf Chaf Ches. We left off in daf Kuf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, right in the middle of the page. Kuf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. The Brisa Tan Rabbanan. Just by way of introduction, yesterday we had a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. If there's a chazaka that a particular child is the Bechor, is the father believed to say that that child is not the Bechor, that somebody else is the Bechor? Rabbi Yehuda held a person is believed to say Zebini Bechor, even against the chazaka. The Rabbanan say no, only when we don't know anything, a father is believed to say a son is a bechor, but if we have a chazaka that someone else is the bechor, the father is not believed to say zebni bechor. So along those lines, Tana Rabbanan, hayi muchzakin bo shuhu bechor. Let's say Reuven is muchzak as a bechor, va'amar aviv al achar shuhu bechor, but Yaakov says no, Shimon is the bechor, neman. Yaakov is believed to say that someone other than the person we thought was the bechor is in fact the bechor. Hayimuchzakin bo she'eno bechor. Let's say Shimon was muchzak to be not the bechor. Va'amar aviv bechor hu, and the father says Shimon is the bechor. Eino neman, he's not believed. So obviously it's a stira from one line to the other because they're both really the same case. You're muchzak that one child is the bechor, another one is not. So the first line says you're believed to say that the one who did not have the chazaka is the bechor. Second line says that you're not believed to say the one who does not have the chazaka is the bechor. So says the Gemara, very pashut, Reish Rabbi Yehuda v'sefer Rabbanan. The Reish reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that the father's believed even against the chazaka. The sefer reflects the sheet of the Rabbanan that the father is not believed against the chazaka. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Benihu, the chazav Amr Avdihu, Eino Neman. What if a man says, this guy over here is my son, and then he changes his mind, he says, no, he's not my son, he's really my Eved. So the halach is, he's not believed. But Avdihu, if he first claims that the person is his Eved, the chazav Amr Benihu, and then he changes and he says, no, it's my son, Ne'eman, he is believed. Why? The Mishamish Lika Avdika Amar, he didn't really mean he's my Eved. He meant he's a guy, he's a child of mine who's so covetic to me, he acts like he's my Eved, meaning he treats me and he serves me like an Eved would serve me. But that's all he meant. He never meant to say that he was literally an Eved. He always meant that he was really a son. He just acts like an Eved. This is what we call in halacha a masla. Right? Sometimes you have it throughout a lot of areas of halacha. What if the sugyas need to talk about? A woman is, there's in Shulchan Aruch, there's simanim about this. A woman wears big day needles. Right, so the Gemara talks about if she wears big day. They used to have special begadim that a woman would wear when she's a nida. So if she wears big day nidos, so everyone is huchska nida b'shchenu seha. They always assume that she's a nida when she's wearing the big day nidos, and then she's nasana masl dvareha. She gives an explanation. No, it wasn't really a nida. It's just that I did it because this guy was starting up with me. So whatever it was, I just wanted to. Whatever her excuse was, she had some sort of explanation. So this is the concept of a masla. But there are two kinds of a masla, and this is something the Rishonim are very sensitive to. One type of a masla is where you say, I said something that was a lie, and the reason I lied was because I had a very important reason to lie. Meaning, let's say a woman says, Eishes Ishani. And then later she says, no, I wasn't really an Eishes Ish, just these guys were bothering me and they wanted to date me, so it was much easier for me to say Eishes Ish than, no, you're gross, I don't want to date you. Right? So it was just an easier thing to say, is Eishes Ish, even though it was a lie. But then there's a lower level of masla where it's not a lie, it's where she can later explain exactly what she meant. Meaning, or he, whoever it is that says the original statement, like in our case, he's not saying, I lied when I said Avdi, he's saying, no, you didn't understand. I didn't mean literally Avdi, it was an expression. That he's meshamish lika Eved, that he serves me like an Eved. V'chilufe beis ha-meches, but it happens to be the halacha is exactly reverse if he makes the statement by the tax collector. Hayover al beis ha-meches v'amar benihu, if a guy was going by the tax collector and he says, this is my son. V'chaz v'amar Avdi, and then he changes his mind and he says, no, this is my Eved. Neman, he is believed, because by the tax collector, it's cheaper to have children, it's more expensive to have avadim. Avadim are assets, and they tax avadim. Children, they don't tax. Children are write-offs, they're exemptions. So you want to have more children and less avadim when it comes to the tax collector. So if the guy first said he's my son, and then he said he's my eved, so then if he said he's my son by the tax collector, and then when they get past the tax collector, he says, no, he's really my eved, I just wanted to pay less taxes, then he's believed. Amr Avdihu, but if he first said he's his Eved, It's, this has nothing of the moral implications of doing that. It's just a question of whether he's believed. Amar Avdihu, v'chazav Amar Benihu, if a guy says, this is my Eved, and then he goes and he says, no, it's my son, Eino Ne'eman, he's not going to be believed, because if by the tax collector he was willing to acknowledge that this guy is an Eved, right, so and that's going to cost him more money, so clearly he wasn't lying about that, and to then go change his mind and say it's his son is not going to work. So ask the Gemara, hey, misham shu kiben. Let's say you have a guy that serves this other man like a son would serve a father. Ubava amar benihu, and he comes and he says, this is my son. V'chazava amar avdihu, and then he says, you know what? It's not my son. It's my eved. Eino ne'eman. He's not going to be believed to say it's an eved. He was mashamishim like a ben, and he said he's my son, so he's not going to be believed later on to change his mind and say he's an eved. And that's in line with exactly the halacha we learned previously. Hay mashamsho ke'eved. If the child was serving him like an eved would serve a master. Ubava amar avdihu, and he says, yes, this is my eved. V'chazava amar benihu, and then he says, no, it's not my eved. It's my son. Eino ne'eman. He's not going to be believed. Now, wait a second. We said previously that if you say about someone that he's your Eved and then you say he's your son, you are believed, because we assume probably what you meant when you say Eved is that he serves me like an Eved, but not that he's literally an Eved. Now, in this case, it's even stronger. Not only is it probably what you meant that he serves me like an Eved, we actually see that he serves you like an Eved. That's the actual case where he serves like an Eved. You don't even need to give much of an excuse as to why you called him an Eved. So why over here is it Eino Ne'eman? So Amrav Nachum Yitzchak Hasam Dekar Le'avda Mitzameya. He says, no, there's a big difference. You didn't just say, this is my Eved. You said, this is my $100 Eved. My Mitzameya, what does Mitzameya mean? Mitzameya Avda Kufzuzi. It means that you're saying the value of this Eved is $100. You may refer to your son as an Eved if he serves you like an Eved. You would never refer to him as a $100 Eved. You would never refer to him by a value, by a price. By attaching a price to him, that's an indication that he really is an Eved, regardless of any future claims that he might be your son. Okay, the Gemara is now going to quote seven statements messages that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Right, there are going to be seven, at least seven that I got to on today's daf. I don't think, no, yeah, there are no more than seven. Seven messages that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. It's basically just a tour through Shas. It takes us in all different topics, nothing to do with each other necessarily. The Rashbam writes, the reason why we mention all of them over here, says Rashbam in the bottom Rashbam, Kol hani shalach le Rabbi Abba le Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, nakatacha, mishum debechad minayu kapatsu kilchsuk Rabbi Yehuda. We were discussing Rabbi Yehuda's shita that an av is neman to say the Zebani Bechar even against the Chazaka. In one of these messages that Rabbi Abba sends, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, he paskins that Allah Chazak Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to see that, in fact, we paskin like all of the things that Rabbi Abba sent, but we're going to mention all of them, all agav that first one. That's the way Talmud Bavli works, that we get into tangential discussions, and that's what we're going to do. It's a lot of fun. So says the Gemara. Number one, Shalach Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. A man says to his friend, Avdi Ganafti, you stole my Eved. Vuhu Omer, and the friend says, Lo Ganafti, I didn't steal your Eved. Mativo Atzlecha, oh yeah, you didn't steal him? Then what's he doing by you? Ata Mechartali, Ata Nesatali B'Matana, what's he doing by me? You sold him to me, or you gave him to me as a Matana. Either way, I'm the one that's Muchsuk in the Eved, because I have a right to be Muchsuk in the Eved. We had a deal, you gave me the Eved. But you know what? If you want to swear that you didn't give it to me as matana, or that you didn't sell it to me, good. Take a shvuah and I'll let you take the eved. Vinishba. Then the original owner takes the shvuah. So then you cannot be chozer. The fellow who's right now muchzuk in the eved, who offered that challenge of taking a shvuah, can't say, no, I didn't really mean you could take a shvuah and take it. The real din is that I'm allowed to keep it, and I don't care about your shvuah. No, once you offer that he could take a shvuah, so you have to abide by that offer. So before we go any further, says the Rashbam, atanasatali b'matana, says the Rashbam, v'neman hu b'taynazu, you're believed to say that you gave it to me as a matana. Movable things like sheep, let's say, you don't have a chazaka, and I can't say, oh, I have the sheep, and therefore it must be that you sold it to me and I'm believed. No, it does not work that way, because sheep could wander. Could be they wandered into my rishus, and that's not a valid chazaka. The fact that I'm holding on to it means nothing. Says the Gemara, yes, that says Rashbam rather, yes, that's true. And Avadim are really just like Godros, they're really just like sheep that could wander around from one place to another, but Hanimili Lialter. That's only that they don't have a chazaka immediately. Avliachra Gimel Shanim Yeshan Chazaka. There is a Cheskas Gimel Shanim for Godros. Avadim are like Godros, so there's a Cheskas Gimel Shanim for Avadim as well. Vahachanami. Kigon Shehichsik Bo Gimel Shanim. And over here as well, we must be talking about a case where he held on to the Evet for 3 years, and that's why he does have a valid Chazaka. Or, says the Rashbam, or it could be that we're talking about a child in a crib, and you took a baby. The Eved in question is a baby in a crib. It didn't wander anywhere on its own. It had to have been given to somebody because the baby can't even move yet. So that certainly you'd have a chazaka immediately. Or it could be an Eved that no one has ever verified. That it actually was in his house, so it's his own hoda'ah that he's holding on to it. Okay, so whatever the case is, there is some sort of chazaka on this eved, even though typically we would say godros are ein lehem chazaka. Okay, says the next Rashbam, Ritzon Chishav V'tol, so you offer the challenge and you say, you want to swear? Good, you could swear and take it. Rabusihi, Dokarmele Hai Machzik Lama'arer, Shari Pata Lagami Zah Machzik, Mikol Shvo Shabolam. Meaning Rashbam points out that the Machzik does not need to accept any Shvua of the Ma'arer. The Machzik is right over here. He wins. He has the Chazaka on the Eved, and therefore he's believed to say that I bought it or that you gave it to me as a Matana. Right? Certainly, the Ma'arer has no right to take a shvua and to take it from him. The kaimelan ain't a shvua on al avadim b'shvus. We paskin shvus. You don't take a shvua on avadim. Ve'inu mechuyiv b'shvua klal, and therefore there is no chiyuv shvua. V'gam zeh hatoveya ain't. So the ma'arer, the machzik certainly has no chiyuv to take any sort of shvua. V'gam zeh hatoveya ain't shvua mo'elas ligvos mizeh. And the toveya, not only doesn't have a chiyuv to take a shvua, but the shvua won't help the toveya because he lost already. It already belongs to the machzik. To call a nishban shabator nishban v'lo mishalman. Every time you have a shvua daraisa is always to exempt you from having to pay something. Unless the other guy says, you know what, why don't you swear instead, and then you can swear and take instead of me swearing and being exempt. But over here, there is no chiyuv shvua on anybody. Rashbam assumes einishban al avadim, that we certainly do not take a shvua on avadim. The Rashash points out over here the kaimelan einishban al avadim. He says mashma filu shvuas heses. The implication is that there's not even such a concept of a shvuas heses on avadim. And he says aval tosos la'el dibravaskel nigo hilchichu she'enu kein. Tosos in Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, way back when, earlier in the Masechta, in Dibra Maskul Migo, said not so. He said, he says, yes, we don't take Shvur Daoraisa on Karkos, Avadim and the like, but Midrabanan, we certainly do take a Shvur on Avadim and Karkos and things like that. So that's the assumption that the Rashbam has that seems to be against other Rishonim. Okay, says the... Oh, one more important point over here. So again, what happened? Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you have my Eved. Shimon says, no, you sold it to me, you gave it to me as a Matana, that's why I have it. But if you want, go ahead, take a Shavua, and you can take it back. So then, if he takes a Shavua, he can take it back. But, the Machzik can't change his mind and say, no, I was just joking, I really don't want to give it back, even with a Shavua. Is this Dafka talking about a case that he can't be Chozer only once the Shavua was taken? What if I say, yeah, I'm Machzik, you want to take a Shavua, take it back. And you say, okay, I'll take a Shavua. Can I say, no, I was just kidding, don't take a Shavua? Or is it, meaning, or once I offer it, it's already offered. Is it only once the Shavua is actually taken that I can't be Chozer? Or once I offer it, that I can't be chazer. So Tosos discusses this issue. Tosos in Dibur Maskel, Hachi Garsinan, and it's totally in the Girsa, as the Dibur Maskel suggests. He says, Hachi Garsinan, Vinishba, Einu yachal achzer bo. So it says, Pirish im nishba kvar, einu yachal achzer bo. Only if you already took the shvua, then you can't be chozer. Aval im lo nishba, yachal achzer bo. But if he didn't yet take the shvua, so certainly he could be chozer, because I mean, b'zer borer. Like the Gemara says in Masech Sanhedrin, machol kas lachar gemar din, that the machlok is only after the gemar din, but before the gemar din, everyone would agree that you can go and be chozer. Vahacha afal gav da amri shava v'tol yachal lachzer kivin shadayim lo nishba havi kikodim gemar din. That over here, since the guy did not yet take the shvua, I can still be chozer on my offer for him to be able to take a shvua. But only once he actually took the shvua, then I can no longer be chozer on that offer. Tosus then quotes Avul Ktsas Kasha Minaleha. Later on, Tosus to come Rachel to Ksav Rachel come. Actually, Vaiter says Tosus Avul Pirush Rashi Im Amar Eini Nishpa Potnosu Miyad Dishuv Eino Yachal Lachzabo. The Rashi has a girsa, not vinishba, but nishba. That nishba enu yochel lachzerbo. He could take a shavua and receive his eved back, even if I no longer want him to do that. Even if I no longer say that my offer stands, once I make that offer is always going to be binding. Okay, so that was the halacha. Frak the Gemara, my kamash malan. What's the big chiddush of this halacha? Tanina, amar lo nemen alay abba, nemen alay avicha, nemen alay shlosh roi bakar. Let's say a man says that I believe I'll allow my father to be a dayan in our case, even though normally he's a karov and he's pasul ladun. I'm okay with allowing him to be a dayan, or your father, or shlosh roi bakar, three roi bakar. Right, that's fine with me, even though normally all these people are pasul to be dayanim. I'm accepting them as dayanim. So is that okay? So Rav Meir Omer, Yachal Lachzer. Rav Meir says, you can make that offer, but you can also retract that offer. You can always pull back on that. V'cham Omerim, Einu Yachal Lachzer. But V'cham say, no. Once you made the offer stands. So we already see that there's such a concept, that once you make the offer, that you have to abide by the offer. That's exactly the shita of the Chachamim. So answers the Gemara, no. Hakamash Milan, the Be'etin L'cham Achlokas, V'alacha K'divrei Chachamim. That the Machlokas is in the case of Etin L'cha, that if you say that, swear to me and I'll give it to you, that even in that case there's the Machlokas, and that we paskin like the Chachamim. What exactly is going on? So if you look at Rashbam, he fills in some of the blanks. V'cham Omreinu Yachal Lachzer Bo, says Rashbam, V'adin L'gabi Shvuas HaToveh, Shenishba Ala Eved, V'notel, D'bitravayu, Afal Gav Dovi Dina Hachi, Kivin D'kibel Lov, Einu Yachal Lachzer Bo. The two cases parallel each other, because they both involve a case where Me'ikar Adin, something is not required, but I offer something that's beyond what I'm required to do min adin, that I can no longer retract that offer. So what's the answer? What's the big chiddush of our case? Umishani hakamash milan Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba is teaching me a chiddush in our case. Damri shava ve'etein lecha te'in yochel lachzer bo. Da'asim nami be'etein lecha pligi. That if he says, swear, and I will give it to you, that he can't go back on it. Because in that case as well, the machlokas was in a case where he said, etein lecha. Shanitva omer letovea neman alay Abba shemichayvuni etein lecha. The nitva says, look, I'll allow my father to be a dayan, and if he says I'm chayiv, I'll give you whatever you're claiming. And still the rabbanan say, you can't go back, you can't retract that offer. Right, yeah, can't go back, you have to actually give. The kol shekein, and therefore all the more so, Hecha dekamer tovea neman alayaba vavicha shim yiftarucha machulach. I mean, there's a big difference between saying, I'm going to believe my father that if he says I have to pay you, I will pay you, and I'm going to believe my father that if he says that you don't have to pay me, I'm mochel you. So if even in etein lecha they're arguing, and that's where we pass on the chum, that you cannot retract that offer, so kol shekein, where you say that I would be mochel you if my father says you don't have to pay me, everyone would agree that offer is not retractable. Because it's already muchsak va'omed, you're already muchsak in the money, so of course If I say that I'm going to be mochel, the money that you're already muchzik in, of course, in that case, everyone would agree, I cannot retract it. The chiddush of Rabbi Abba is that the machlokas is an even when an etein lecha case, that the chazak is going to change, and that we paskin like the chachamim in those cases. Why do we give an example of shlosha roe bakar? What's the idea of roe bakar? So the Rishbam explains, shlosha roe bakar, shein bekin bedin. Roe bakar means people who are ignorant of din. Veroi tzom lo nakat, but we dafka said roe bakar, cattle. We did not speak about sheep. Why? Mishum du rishayim ninhu. Because roe tzom are typically rishayim. Distam roe behemadaka kazlanim ninhu. Upsulim lekol din shabiyolam. Aval abba vavicha ksherin miyala din shalacherim. Says that this idea of accepting pasul dayanim, to serve as dayanim, only works if the psul is because of is not a psul in gazlanus. It's not a psul. It's in being an aide or anything like that. It's just a psul in expertise or nogeya bedavar type of psul. But if it's a psul that someone's a gazlan or something, that would not be acceptable. That is not necessarily agreed upon by everybody. The Nimuka Yosef writes that even Roy Bakar apostle, since Minastam they're Gazlanim, but nevertheless the Baal Din could be Makabal them, meaning he says Roy Tzon and Roy Bakar are the same. Roy Bakar also Gazlanim. The Melor Rome asks on the Rashbam that it's Ferish Gemar and Sanhedrin that a person could be Makabal on himself, a Karav or apostle, and he can't be Choser. So what do we care that the Roy Tzon are Rishayim? It shouldn't make a difference. The point is you could be Makabal any sort of psul. And furthermore, the Gemar and Sanhedrin seems to indicate that Roy Bakar are also possible for every din because they're also ganavim. So he finds the Rashbam to be very difficult to figure out exactly what he's talking about, that it's dafka Roy Bakar and not Roy Tzon. Also, this idea of Neman alay Abba, Neman alay Avicha, it's a machlokes rishonim, what exactly the yesod of that, what the mechayev is of Neman alay Abba, Neman alay Avicha. The Rashbam understands that it's a din of Hodas Baal Din. That I'm going to be moda that I owe you the money if my father says so. The Tosas in Bamitzia says that it's a din of ischayvus. It's like dvarim haniknim ba'amira. It's like I'm making a kinyan, I'm being makna to you. It's not that I'm being moda that was the MS. Whatever the MS was, I don't know. But I am being mechayiv myself to pay this money, whether I owe it or not. You know, Hodas Baal Din means I'm moda that I owe the money, right? Well, his chayvus as dvarim haniknim ba'amira would imply it doesn't matter whether I owe the money. I'm being mechayiv myself right now to pay it anyway. Okay, the Ma'arik writes in the Tshuva that it's neither, that it's just a Takanas Beis Din, that we have a Takanas Beis Din that when a guy says Naman Alay Abba in front of a Beis Din, that works because of a Takanas Beis Din. That's it's Mishum Koch Beis Din. It has nothing to do with Hodas Baal Din. It has nothing to do with Schaivus, a Kinyan. It's just a Takanas Beis Din. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Statement number two that Rabbi Abba sends Rav Yosef. Shalach le Rabbi Abba le Rav Yosef parchama. Halacha govim min avadim. Halacha is a balchov can collect avadim from Yisomim. Right? We know he's allowed to collect. A balchov dies, he's allowed to be govim from the avde Yisomim because he's allowed to collect karka. And an eved has the din of karka. Rav Nachman number in govim. Rav Nachman says no. Balchov cannot collect avadim. He can only collect karka. Now, why can't he collect avadim? Does Rav Nachman dispute the idea that avadim are hukash lekarkaos? Everyone holds avadim are hukash lekarkaos. So says Rashbam, no. Rav Nachman amar in govin dinihidi ishkash lekarkaos. Granted, he's hukash lekarkaos. Kedusiv yisnachaltem. But hani mili l'dvar maksuvim betorah kigon leknosim mekesav b'shtar v'chazaka. In what regard is an eved like karka? Only in regards to those dinim of karka that are explicit in the Torah, like the way to be koneit, v'shaloli shava alein, and that there's no shvua v'shein beno na'ah. Avle'inim balchov, but in regards to balchov collecting, that's not explicit in the Torah, and anything that's not explicit in the Torah, an eved is kimetalt lidami. The aim, why? The aim balchov somech al karkaos, she'in yuchal le'aved. The din of Balchov is not tali on whether something is a karka or not. It's tali on a smicha's das. That when I lend somebody money, I have in mind that as long as he has karka, I'm okay. Because that karka, I'll always know where to find it. It doesn't move, it's always going to be there. So I'll always have something to collect from.
Even though an eved is like karka, you don't nearly have that same smichas das, because the eved could die, the eved could move, the eved, right? I'm not going to always know where that eved is. There's no smichas das on an eved. The din of bal chov is tali in smichas das, not tali on the technical din of karka. The Rashbam actually seems to be saying two totally separate, independent ideas in that Rashbam. Number one, that anything that's explicit in the Torah, regardless of smichas das, no smichas das, anything that's explicit in the Torah, the eved would have a din of karka for, but that which is not explicit, he would not have a din of karka. And number two, that over here it's a specific din of smichas das. Sounds like you need both. You need it to be not explicit in the Torah and not to logically fit, not to have the smichas das. And that's why an eved is like metaltalin. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Number three, Shalach le Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. The third message Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Halacha shlishi b'sheni kasher. Says when it comes to edus, a shlishi b'sheni. These are Sanhedrin sugyas, right? Shlishi b'sheni means whenever we talk about relatives. So the numbers that we give are the amount of generations removed from the common relative. So let's say brothers are a rishon b'rishon because they are one generation removed from their common relative, who's their father, right? So that's the common relative. A sheni b'sheni would be first cousins. What's a shlishi b'sheni? My first cousin's child and me are a shlishi b'sheni, right? So Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, the halacha is a shlishi b'sheni is kosher to be made. We're much more machmir than this in general. Rava Amar, af b'rishon. Rava holds even a shlishi b'rishon is going to be kosher to be made. Not only a shlishi b'sheni, meaning that if Shimon's father Yaakov is a shlishi berishon with Reuven's grandson, right? Where Reuven's grandson is three generations removed, Shimon is one generation removed from Yaakov. So basically, it's a great uncle and a great nephew, right? That's even that's kosher. He says, Mar Baravashi achshar ba'aba da'aba. Mar Baravashi even says a grandfather you kosher le'edus about. Unbelievable. But we don't pask in that way. I mean, that's a little too much to say that a grandfather you kosher le'edus about. That we're not gonna pask in like. Now the Rashbam writes, Af Berishon, says Rashbam, Kigon Benoshel Chanoch Ben Reuven Mei L'Shimon Achi Reuven V'Hachi Hilchsa, that we actually pask in a great uncle is okay, says Rashbam. Midamrin L'Kaman Mosif Hu Umidipasik L'Kamei V'Les Hilchsa Gemar Baravashi M'Chal D'Hilchsa Miyakarava. Because what's the next step of the Gemara? The Gemara says, yeah, and even a grandson can be made about a grandfather. And we say, yeah, but we don't pask in that way. Sounds like everything up until that chiddush we do paskin like that a great uncle and great nephew that is okay, that you can be made about. This Gemara is quoted by the Marik in a famous tshuva. One of the first articles I ever wrote a long, long time ago, just a very short article on the chiyuv to honor grandparents. The Marik writes in a tshuva that from this you see that a person is not chayiv b'kavod avi aviv. Because there's even a havamini that he's kasher to be made of. So if he's kasher to be made about a grandfather, so then it can't be that there's a chi of kavod. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch paskins not that way, and the Ramah does it based on yesterday's parsha, based on parsha Vayigash, where it says that Yaakov brought karbanos le Aviv Yitzchak le Avram, and the Gemara and Rashi on the Chumash says Yitzchak before Avram to show that Yechayev and Kavod Aviv Yoser mikvod Aviv, says the Ramah. Yeah, Yosef Mikvod Avi Aviv, but you're still Chayiv in Kavod Avi Aviv. Exactly what the difference between the Chiv of Kavod to your father versus the Chiv of Kavod to your grandfather is an interesting discussion. Some of the Nosekel and Shulchan Aruch say, it's the same Kavod, the only difference is that if they're both in front of you, you have to take care of your father first. But in terms of what you have to do for your grandfather when your father's not there, it's the same thing you would have to do for your father. It's the same actual kavod that you would have to give. The Yala Melech says that the din of edus is talui in whether you're called a ben or not. And legabe that, Mar Baravashi says that a ben haben is not called a ben. But the din of kibud aveim is talui in whether that person is responsible for your existence.
and a grandparent is certainly responsible for your existence. They may not be called, it may not be a ben, but they're certainly responsible for your existence. There's a further discussion in the poskim, just derech agav, if the idea of kavod avi aviv is based on bnei banim hareihem kibanim. So there's a discussion in the poskim, Tartamima discusses whether bnei banim hareihem kibanim, would the same apply for a maternal grandfather? Because we say bnei banim hareihem kibanim, do we ever say bnei banos hareihem kibanim? So that's it's a Gemara. The Gemara in Sota says that Rabbi Yaakov, who was it? Rabbi Yaakov was serving Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, who was his grandfather. Or the grandfather asked the grandson, "Get me a cup of water," and he said, "You know, I'm not your son, so I don't really have to do this for you." And that's what they ask as a stira on the Ramah. How can you say that Yechayiv in kavod of your grandparent? Don't you see over there that he said that I'm not your son, so I don't really have to do it for you? So that's what some of the Achronim try to suggest, that was a maternal grandfather. A maternal grandfather, maybe there's no chiyuv kavod other than what you would be mechayiv to be mechabit a regular zakin, but maybe a paternal grandfather is different. Either way, that's a highly questionable assertion. Pashas is in the Ramah that any grandparents, paternal or maternal, you're chayiv to be mechabit. Okay, number four. Shaluch le Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, who yodeh lo beedus karka ad shlo nisma v'nisma pasal. Let's say you knew Eidos about a certain piece of land before you went blind, and then a guy went blind, so now he's not able to be meyed about that karka, even though he knew the Eidos while he was still kasher le Eidos. And the poskim have a major machlokes rishonim over here, the din of a suma pasal le Eidos. Is that a psula guf, or is it practical? Is it just that practically he can't identify anything because he's a suma, or is it a psula guf? So the Gemara clearly comments on this. It's just a question of how you understand the Gemara. Let's see. Ushmul amar kasher, Efsha de mechavin matzar naha. Shmuel says, no, you're kosher even though right now you're blind, because you still could identify where the borders are. You could say, yeah, border, the eastern border is right by that old oak tree, and that, I mean, you could identify exactly where things are as long as you once saw it, as long as at the time that you knew, you were that you first knew, you were able to see. Aval glima lo, but if you're being made about a piece of clothing, forget about it. Then even if you knew the Eidos when you were able to see, and now, because how can you identify that this is the same exact piece of clothing? You can't identify it anymore because you can't see it anymore. Rav Sheshe Samar, Afilu Glima, Efshe Demachavim, Nidus Arkham, Nidus Rachbo. Rav Sheshe said, no, you could even still testify about a piece of clothing, because maybe you'll be able to figure out, maybe you'll be able to testify as to the exact length and width of the clothing. The Rishonim have a debate over here. Rabbi Yonah explains that a Suma could be Mefarish in his Eidos exactly the measurements, and if we see that he's correct, then we know that he's telling the truth and that he knows what he's talking about, and we could accept that Eidos. But the Ran says, what's the Efshar then? Efshar de Mechavim Midas Archo Midas Rachbo? No, meaning, say, Im Mechavim Midas Archo Midas Rachbo Neman. What's Efshar? That it's possible. So the Ran says, no, a totally different pshat. The Ran says that what we're saying over here is, he could say, yes, that Beged, let me feel that Beged, yes, this Beged belongs to that guy. And why? Because Efshar, it's possible that by feeling how long it was, feeling how wide it was, he recognized it, and he knew it even without seeing it. Not that we know for sure that he was able to make it match, but that it's possible it is mechavin midzarcho midzarcho. Aval nascha lo, but a piece of silver would not work. Rav Papa Amrafil Nascha, meaning he would not be able to testify about. Rav Papa Amrafil Nascha, Efshad Mechavim Midas Mishklosav. Rav Papa says he could even testify about a piece of silver, because maybe he'll be able to figure out the exact weight of the silver. And if he's able to tell us the exact weight of the silver, so we're going to believe him. Meisve, asked the Gemara Yodeh, Lobe Edus Achlo Nascha Chasano Venascha Chasano. Let's say I know Edus about somebody before I become his son in law. And then I become his son in law. Pikeach, Veneschareish, or a guy knows Edus about somebody before he goes deaf, and then he goes deaf. Pisach Vinistama, a guy was able to see and he knew Eidos, and then he went blind. Shafwe Vinishtate, a guy was was totally sane when he knew Eidos, and then he became a Shota. In all these cases, possible. He's possible to give the Eidos after he becomes, he gets into that state of being possible Eidos. Aval, let's say I knew Eidos about a guy, a man knows Eidos about another man before he becomes a son-in-law, then he becomes a son-in-law, and then the daughter dies. So now he's no longer his son-in-law. Or
He was able to hear when he knew the Eidus, then he went deaf, and then he's able to hear again. Or B'seach v'nismavchaz v'nispatach. He was able to see when he knew the Eidus, went blind, and then was able to see again. Shafa v'nishtat v'chaz v'nishtafe. He was totally sane when he knew the Eidus, then he became a shota, and then he went back to being totally sane. In all these cases, kosher. Then you're kosher. Why? Zaklal. Kol shetchilaso osofo bipaslos, pasl. Whenever you were either pasl at the time of the knowing of the Eidus, or at the time of the Haggadah Eidus, your puzzle. But Chiloso v'sofo b'kashrus kasher. If you're kasher both at the beginning and at the end, we don't care what happened to you in between, you're going to be kasher to say the Eidus. So bottom line is, this is a major kasha. Tiyufta dekulu, tiyufta to tiyufta on basically everybody. Because as Rosh Bam says, Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, Rav Papa, all the people we mentioned, dekulu v'kshiru mi'alei Eidus karka. Because all of those guys said that if someone was able to see when he knew the Eidus and then he went blind, he could still be made about karka at least. So they argued, can he also be made about clothing and silver, whatever. But karka, they all agreed it could be made about because he could identify the borders of the karka. But we're saying no. Since he's pasul edus at the end, at the time that he's being magadi edus, it's automatically going to pasul him. So that's a tiyufta to kula tiyufta. Makes it sound like that a psul of a suma is a psul aguf. That since it's a psul aguf, it doesn't matter that we trust him, that we believe him. We trust a woman too. We believe that there are many honest women, but she can't be made, right? So that would be, it sounds like the psul of a suma is a psul aguf. So, okay, statement number 5. Shalach Rabbi Abba Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Ha'omer al tinok bein habanim ne'eman. If someone says something about a child amongst his children, he's believed. Rabbi Yochanan Amreinu Ne'eman, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're not believed about a child. So, frankly, my comrade, what are you talking about? What's he saying about the child? It just says, saying about a child? What's that mean? So, Amar Rabbi Hachi Kamar, now this is what it means to say. Ha'omer al tinok bein habanim yirash kol nichsai. If a guy says about one of his children, I want that one to get all of my nechasim. Neman, Rabbi Yochanan Broka. He's allowed to do that, just like Rabbi Yochanan Broka says. Rabbi Yochanan Broka says that as long as you take one of your real Yarshim and identify that you want that one to get all of your stuff, that's okay. You can't do it by identifying someone who's not in line to Yarshin you, to give them all of your stuff. But a real Yarish, you could do that for. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Eino Neman, Kirabanan. That you can't do that, like the Rabbanan hold, that you're not allowed to be Mavir Nechla, even from one Yarish to another Yarish. Maskefla Rava, so Rava asked, really, you think that's what he meant when he said Neman, when he said that a guy is believed about a Tinok Ben Abanim? Hai Neman ve'eino Neman. Yirash v'lo yirash mibayilei. It shouldn't be believed or not believed. It should be he will yarshin him or he won't yarshin him. That's what it should really be. That's what it really should have said. Right? It has nothing to do with believing. The guy's not claiming anything. He's just saying this is what he wants to happen. Question is, can it happen or can it not happen? Elo amar Rava hachikam. Rava says, no, this is what he meant to say. Homer al tinok bein habanim b'chorhu. Neman k'Rabbi Yehuda. If you say that a tinok amongst the children is a b'chor, oh, now we're talking. This is why we brought all these cases. That if you say that one of your children amongst the others is a b'chor, even against the chazaka, you're believed like Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yochanan Amreinu Neman k'Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're not believed, like the Rabbanan say that you're not believed. So that's the reason why we quoted every single one of these cases. Says Gemara Vayter, number 6, Shaluch Rabbi Avla Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Homer Titol Ishti Ke'echad Min Abanim. If a guy says, I want my wife to receive Yerusha, just like any one of the children, she should receive an equal portion to the children. No, tell us, Ke'echad Min Abanim, she takes a portion like all the children. Amar Rava, Ubenechasim Shel Achshav, however, two things. First of all, that's only by Nechasim that he owns at the time that he says this statement. He clearly does not intend to give. Let's say he runs into a lot of property after he makes that statement. We have no hechrech that he wanted to give his wife a portion of that as well. Only the stuff he has now. Rashbam says, because Eino de Makna Davar Shelo Baliyolam. And then the Rashbam says, and even if you'll like Rav Meir, that a person can be Makna Davar Shelo Baliyolam, that's only when he really has Das to be Makna Davar Shelo Baliyolam. But over here, he has no Das to actually be Makna. Minastam, we don't assume that he's Mal Al Daito, that's something that he's going to come into money afterwards and that should go to his wife. We don't make that assumption. And the second important rule relating to this, Ubibanim Habayin Liachar Mikan, that when he says, I want my wife to receive an equal portion to the children, let's say he has 5 more kids after that, it would still be, even though the portions will be a lot smaller,
all he wants his wife to get is an equal portion to what the children actually get, not to what the children were in line to get at the time that he said it, based on the number of children at the time. Rashbam adds, it's not only true if he has more children, but Rachman al-Itzlan, if he lost children along the way, that would also be true, then his wife would get a larger portion based on the fact that there are now fewer children in the picture. And number seven, the final one, which we're going to have to get back to discuss tomorrow, just to read it quickly, Shalach Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, Amotzi Shtarchov al Chaver, if someone takes out a Shtarchov on his friend, says, look, you owe me $200, Malva Omer Lo Nefrati Klum, and he says, I haven't been paid back any of it, a single penny of it, Velova Omer Prati Mechz. So the borrower says, what are you talking about? I paid you back $100 of the $200. And Eidim testify that he paid back the full $200. So the lover messed himself up. He could have just said, I paid back the full $200 because he had Eidim supporting him, but he said he paid back $100. So what's the halacha? Hareza nishba. Love is a moda b'miksas, so he has to take a shvua. V'gova mechza minichasim b'necharin. And when he takes the mal will be able to collect half from the Nechasim B'nei Chorin, Avumi Meshubadim Lo, but he will not be able to take from the Meshubadim, to Amri, because the Lukuchos who bought Karka from him could always say, Anana Edim Samchinan. We believe the Edim. We don't think that it's true that he only paid back half. We think he paid back the whole thing. Vafilu Rabbi Kiva Dam Rameshav Avedahavi, Hanimi Lihecha Daleka Edim Avlecha Dika Adim Yetusi Yerta. So that line we're going to need to explain tomorrow. It's based on the Gemara Bab Metzia Dav Dalid, which we don't have time for now. So Bez Hashem, we'll again read back from the two dots tomorrow morning.